Well, good morning. This is Lalinia, and I'm speaking to you live from West Palm Beach. I have the pleasure of interviewing a industry leader. We all know him, and we all love him. I want to welcome Eddie Freeman on the call this morning. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Lalinia. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so we're welcome to the Saturday call, and we appreciate that you're taking the time to get on the call this morning. You know, this week has been a busy recruiting week for you. And someone like you, who's an industry leader, I imagine you have made thousands upon thousands upon thousands of calls in the past 20 years. What are you doing differently today, or is everything you do exactly the same?
Well, that's a great question. It's, you know, it's really a combination of both. Listen, you don't get to be my age and not know a lot of people. And so basically, I'm like an old school network marketer. You know, I've got these day timers that I've kept for the last 20-something years. I've logged so many of the calls and phone numbers. So I do call those people, but I had something happen to me about 4 or 5 years ago. This is before I had one of these, as we call them in Boston, a smartphone. And I had my flip phone, and one day I was washing my clothes, and I accidentally watched my flip phone. And nothing, I couldn't get it turned on. Everybody said put it in rice. Yeah, no. When it's in a washing machine for 45 minutes, trust me, the rice didn't help. I kept it in rice for like a year, and I lost phone numbers like crazy. And then the thought occurred to me, hey, what if I get into, as my kids would say, get into the 21st century and look up some people on Facebook? Well, I gotta tell you, here's what I did. I started looking up people's names that I had lost their phone numbers on Facebook. And I didn't want to go to random people. I don't think it's wise to go to somebody's Facebook page and like, you know, every single person that's on there or request them to be a friend, because they don't know who the heck you are, okay? But I wanted to go to people that I knew. And son of a gun, immediately, I couldn't believe it. These people immediately were liking friend requests and like, holy, this is really great. And so I would send them a message. And my message is, hey, Steve, it's been a long time. I hope things are well with you. I'd love to catch up with you as soon as possible. And I'd leave my cell phone number, 781-962-4643. Well, in all honesty, it seemed it was like I had like 300 friends in a day. It's over 1,000 now. And it's amazing how many people would either message me back or call or ask me when's a good time to speak. Now, I just started this. I started speaking to people literally in the last week. So let me tell you what happened. One of the things, there's a guy I knew. I was in a network marketing company back in 2002, and he was one of the presidents of the company. He then left that position, came back into that company as a distributor in my downline, and then 3 years later, he started a network marketing company that was very successful. He ended up selling that to somebody else, took 2 years off, and he called me. And he said, let's get together. And the bottom line is I spoke to him, and he's just come into the company with the gold package. He's all excited, and I mean, I've got more calls than I can handle. So, you know, I'm speaking to my people that I have their phone numbers, but it's amazing. And so what I would suggest all of you do, if you've been in any network marketing, you know, whatsoever, you know names of people, and you know names of people that have been successful. I don't know. Why don't you do what I did? Just hit them with a quick message, see if they'll be your friend. And then what was really cool is, like, I've got some old friends in Utah. And so when I went into their list of friends, now, again, I don't, you know, I didn't want to just go, they've got 500 friends and try to be friends with all of them. because I don't know those people. But what I found was there was another 25 to 50 people with each guy or female that I knew from network marketing that I'd completely forgotten about. And it is amazing how many leads I've got that way. So that's a very long answer to a short question, but that's what I've done recently. And listen, I tell you right now, you know, I want to lead by example. I want to make sure that I'm one of those people. I'm not just in Hawaii buying my own ticket. I want three nights hotel room, baby. I want my air flight. And I know this is one way to do it, and the fastest way to do it for me is to sign people into the business, and that's where I'm going.
Well, I feel like in the same way, it's like, okay, you're reaching out to these people, right? Many of these people you've reached out before. Now, your story is a little bit different in the sense that you've only been in four companies. So it's not like you're jumping from company to company. But how is the reaction from people that maybe you've given them a pitch before? Like, how do you overcome those type of, let's say, objections or feedback in regards
sure.
to what
well,
you're
know,
sharing today?
Listen, at the very beginning, you know, it takes a little time, and this is what I came up with years and years ago. You know, the first company I was with was a great company called New Skin, and I left New Skin to go to another company. And when I would call people out here, oh, you told me that New Skin was good and whatever, I would say, look, okay, New Skin was my first foray into network marketing. And anything I learned about network marketing, I learned from my upline. And they all told me that you don't want to get involved early in a network marketing company, and so I believed them. And there were 32 people in that company that were making over $100,000 a month. And I spoke to most of those 32 people, and you know what they all had in common? They all got involved early. And I said, well, wait a minute, what am I doing wrong here? And so when people would say to me today, okay, because today is a different story. Remember, I've been around for 28 years now. And when they say, listen, you said, you know, this one was a great company. What I would do if I were you, I would say, you know, the bottom line is this. As you're in network marketing for a while, you start to get an education. And the longer you're in, you start to realize what to look for in a company. And then I explain that most people that you know that have become millionaires in network marketing, they didn't do it in their first company. It takes time to find the right company. What is the right company? Wouldn't you love to be able to get involved early in a network marketing company? Well, sure you would, because that's where the great rewards are. But why are people so afraid to get involved early? Why did those 32 people in New Skin at the time tell me not to get involved early in a network marketing company? Because a high percentage go out of business. But why do they go out of business? And this makes so much common sense. They go out of business for the same two reasons. Any company goes out of business. Either they run out of money or they're mismanaged. When I explain, listen, this company, KZ1, we are an extension of a company that I was with that sold $250 million worth of product in Southeast Asia in the last 10 years. And so this is an evolution of that company. The money is not a problem. And then, of course, I explain, I mean, I start with Robert Kelly. To me, that's a big selling point. And every time I talk about, listen, this is the guy that started Apple Computer many, many years ago, and his colleagues and family told him he was a crazy one. That's why he named this company KZ1. Stands for crazy ones. You know what? Every single time I tell people that, people start laughing on the other line and think, what a cool name for the company. I talk quickly about our CFO, Michael Seymour, and 11 years in a corner office on Wall Street as a senior vice president of Morgan Stanley. And then I right away talk about our new general manager, Geraldine Vea. And I explain that she was with another network marketing company in the corporate side and helped take them from where we are now, ground zero, to over $700 million a year in sales in a short period of time. And it's no coincidence that since she took over as GM, our sales have started to shoot up right to the moon. And then I get right into our PhD, which, you know, to me, when you have a PhD developing products for you, to me, that is instant credibility. I'll tell you a quick one. The guy that I just enrolled you know, he lives in Salt Lake City, Utah, 20 minutes from Dr. Hennen. He's known him for 20 years. He refers to him as Wild Bill. And any of you that have ever met Dr. Hennen, it couldn't have been a funnier name for a guy than Wild Bill. But anyway, and that's what I tell people, you know, and then basically if you're speaking to other professional network marketers, I would say, look, I'll tell you what, I want you to speak to this guy, Eddie Freeman, or anybody in your love life. Go speak to Mike, go speak to Karen, go speak to Lelaine, you go speak to Janice, who, you know, whoever the upline is you want to get on the phone, and then say to them, but I always say, if I'm wrong, you're going to waste 10 minutes, but what if I'm right? And that's how I approach that.
Well, you know, you talk about perfecting the craft, right, and the education. You're so good at that because you've been saying it over and over again. And not to make you reiterate, but for those of us that we don't have the whole thing dialed, right? It flows off your tongue, as my grandmother used to say. It comes out like water from a pitcher. So if you were going to put four bullet points together of, okay, the four things that those of us that are not quite in the flow would say, one be to talk about the name Crazy One, like, because, again, you've put a lot of those pieces together, but maybe we don't have that together. What are the four bullet points that you would put before them?
And these are the bullet points I would put to somebody that I've called before about another network marketing company?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, for most of you, what I would say is, look, at this point in time, I've been in the industry of network marketing to the point where I feel I've got a PhD. I've got my master's in network marketing. I know what to look for. And what I'm looking for is you've got a startup company without the risk of a normal startup company because you're backed by a 10-year-old debt-free international rock-solid company. You've got an incredible solid management team. You've got products that make an immediate impact. But here is what would be the most, maybe the most powerful thing you can tell people. The guy that is leading the charge here, you might have heard of him. His name is Eddie Freeman. And the thing that he's the most proud of in network marketing isn't the fact that he's made millions, because the fact that he's made millions, it does nothing for you. But here's what it does. We have a system, and it's free. It's a free system, and basically, it's a 90-day program that literally takes you 30 minutes a day. And if you do this, see, he's helped thousands and thousands of people make an extra couple of $100 a week. We've got that system. But here's the cool thing. If you want to make yourself $1,000 a week, all you need to do is help five people get to 200 a week, and he's helped thousands of people do that. And guess what? If you want to start making a couple thousand a week, you help two people make 1,000 a week. And if you want to make 20,000 a week, you help 10 people make 2,000. These are the bullet points. We've got a system. You got a ground floor opportunity, unlike anything in the world, products that make an immediate impact. Okay? They're created by a PhD, and you've got the system. Let me make no mistake about it. The system is of utmost importance, and a lot of people are getting closed on that. And by the way, when you go to a professional that's not done network marketing before, they love the fact that you've got the playbook, that you've got the blueprint for success. They love it, and it makes us a little unique because not everybody has that.
Right, and really utilizing the tools. I mean, you've got the playbook, you've got the system, and then you have these tools now that are literally at our fingertips to share so that we don't have to know all of the information. We have to share the information. And so as you often would say, the fortune is in the follow-up. So you've made your columns, we talked about it before, you've made your list as you're calling people, the ones that say no, not yet. Right, the ones that you need to circle back. I mean, even for you as a professional that's been in this industry for 28 years, how many times sometimes do you have to approach and connect before the close?
Well, let me put it to you this way. It wasn't long ago. I called a guy, and I'll never forget, his name is Jack Green. And when I called him, he said to me, Eddie Freeman, you have been contacting me now and stayed in touch with me for 12 years. My mother hasn't stayed in touch with me like you have for the last 12 years. What I do, anytime something exciting happens, a new product, a new testimonial, on anything, I call them. And quite frankly, I'll call them every 3 to 6 months because, see, network marketing is a matter of time. For example, the guy that I just enrolled, had I called him 3 years ago, it wasn't the right time for him because he was still the owner of another network marketing company. He wouldn't have given me the time of day, see? And that's why I always hear, no, not yet. It's not the right time in my life where I don't have enough information. I keep calling people until they say to me, Eddie Freeman, if you call me one more time, I will get a restraining order against you. And then I wait about 6 months, and then I call them again. But it is amazing how many people have said no to me. I'm an idiot. No, I'm a moron. And then you speak to them a little bit later, and all of a sudden something has happened in their life, and they're open. And that's why we've said the fortune is in the follow-up. You've got to keep calling these people, even if they've said no, because you never know when the time in your life, the timing has changed, just like they did for this guy recently brought into the business.
Well, your belief level is so strong. I mean, you've seen it. You've felt it. You've experienced everything that this industry has to offer in regards to the freedom to own your own schedule, residual income. I mean, all of these pieces, right? And we have these amazing products. Those are pretty hard to handle, even when we tell ourselves, no, not yet, right? But your belief level is so strong that you are calling till they get the restraining order, and I really hope that no one went that far with you, but I could see that. But for everyone else, it's building up their belief level, right? They've been approached with the concept. They love it, right? Maybe they've been doing it for a while, and they're kind of pacing along. They've seen some moderate success, but they haven't seen that breakthrough moment. Is there any tips or any psychology, so to speak, in regards that you can share to get us over that jump of, oh, I just called four people and it's a no, and now it's like I'm almost starting to doubt myself?
Well, there's a couple of things, you know, that happen here. You know, the system that I put together all those years ago is predicated on the fact that many more people are going to say no to you than say yes. And we've got to go over that. I, you know, quite frankly, if I was going to create a product for a network marketing company, I would create that little magic pill that you could take with you take it down with some Classic, and all of a sudden you would have the belief level where mine is to understand that no matter how many people say no, it doesn't matter. You know what? I'm willing to bet that I have enrolled more people in the industry of network marketing in the last 10 years than probably anybody in network marketing in the last 10 years. And if I go back to 2002, I'm old, not that old. If I go back to 2002, I know I've enrolled more people than anybody in the history of network marketing. And I'm not talking about for $49. I'm talking about, so how have I done that? I'm going to tell you a funny story. My last company, which we evolved from, I personally enrolled 100 people in 120 days. And again, this is with a product package for, you know, anywhere from $300 in those days up to $600. But guess what? Not only did I have more people say yes to me, I definitely had more. I've had more no's than anybody. I guarantee you take everybody that's ever going to listen to this call, you put them all together, and I've had more no's than them. I've had more no's. When I enrolled 100 people in 120 days, because I keep a log and I can show you my day timer from back then, okay, back in when I got started in 2008, I had 900 people say no to me. I had 900 people say no to me, but I believed in the system. I believed in the numbers, and I believe that if you go to enough people, that enough people are going to see the big picture and they're going to get started. And so believe in the system, but also you need to have a belief. If you want to have a belief level in the company, we have something major happening. Here's how new we are. We don't even move to the KZ1 corporate office until the first week of May. And on May 8th, which is a Tuesday, we're doing a ribbon cutting ceremony. Now, who's going to be there? Well, Robert Kelly is going to be there, our CEO. Michael Seymour, our CFO, is going to be there. Geraldine, our general manager, is going to be there. Nick Engstrom is going to be there. David Warren, who is partners with Dr. Hennen, is going to be there. And you know what? They're going to be speaking from 10 to 12 prior to the ribbon cutting. And you'll have a chance to meet and greet with them in a very informal setting. Ask them all the questions and get your belief level to where it is. And every one of you is invited to this. Now, by the way, I'm going to make a special offer to any of you on this phone. And I don't care if you're my upline, my downline, my sideline, or my crossline. If you're coming to this thing and you get yourself an airline ticket to get here, or you drive, we got some people over in Louisiana. I call them AZ1. You know, Alex is coming out there. You and Jimmy is coming from driving. I don't care how you get there. You get there. You let me know in advance. Give me a week's notice. Tell me by May 1st, and I will personally pay for your hotel room at the Hilton Hotel right by the airport.
Very generous.
You let me know you're getting there, and let me tell you, you get there. And it's big. If you're there, you know, somebody asked me, is it important I be there? Well, it depends. You see, you're a leader in this company, and you're a future leader in this company. We've got a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Do you think it's going to be all over Facebook? Do you think it's going to be all over Instagram? Wouldn't you like your face right there with all the other future leaders of this company and the ownership of this company? If you can get there, you should get there. I don't care if you drive, you know, rent a car and split it with a few people. But if you do, you let me know. If you're coming from Florida and you can get back and forth in one day, you know, you don't need a hotel room. If you're coming from, you know, it's a three-hour ride to get there, then fine. I will get you a hotel room for the Monday night, for the one night. And then Tuesday, we'll all get together. We'll go to this event. And then you can just get yourself home. And that's what I want to do for you as an upline. Is it important for you to be there? I'm going to be there. And, you know, I've got a lot of things that I could be doing on my schedule. I'm going to be there. And you know what? Gregory's going to be there. You're going to be there. You're going to see a lot of people that are there. The Louisiana team is going to be there. The Lubbock, Texas is going to be there. We've got people coming from all over the place to be there. So if you can get there, I'm going to help you out.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, it's interesting for those that are on the call that haven't met everyone that's part of KZ1. They haven't met Robert Kelly, and even though you have told them all about them and in the way that you're sharing it with everyone that you contact, really meeting them and seeing everyone face-to-face and connecting, it becomes very, very tangible, very real, and you see how authentic they are. And especially for me, Robert Kelly, it is always so great to be in his presence and say, this is the man. The confidence level, it's a big confidence booster. Like, this guy really knows what he's talking about. You know, I was thinking about that no, right? And the piece of, you know, this week I enrolled three people, myself, and I called, obviously, more than that. And it was that, okay, I can do the next one. I can do the next one. You know, when you get on a roll, right, you talked about that it's an education, right? You've had this you have a PhD in marketing and perfecting your craft. Do you have any tips besides that role of just how to really get into that groove? Is there something that you do in particular that?
Oh, absolutely. That's 100%. Before I make my calls, trust me on this one, I need a competitive edge, and I'm definitely taking the product before I make the call. And then I wait that 10 minutes for it to break through that blood-brain barrier. And oftentimes, with that edge, I'm going to take my classic. Now, I'm going to promise every one of you this, and this is a fact. the most difficult call you will make today is the next one. That is the most difficult call. That first call of the day is the most difficult call. But you know what? The most important call is the next one. Because what happens is once you, and it's, you know what? Everybody thinks, you know, people don't say no to me. They do say no to me all the time. People think that, well, why is he successful? Why is he sponsored so many people? Because how is he able to just make these calls? Oh, he's Eddie Freeman. He can do it. That's baloney. Let me tell you something. I don't really enjoy getting said no to either, just like you guys. But you know what? I want to hit the next level. I want to be a Caribbean diamond. And it's people aren't going to just call me out of the blue. Hey, what are you doing these days? You're part of network marketing? Uh-uh. You know, years ago, it was a few years ago, and the New England Patriots went on this ridiculous winning streak. I mean, they won 20-something games in a row, and it was kind of amazing. And when they went to their coach, Bill Belichick, all he ever said is, I don't want to talk about the last one. It's the next one that's important. The next game is the one that's important. And it's always your next call. Do you realize that you are one phone call away from your financial freedom? One. And in this type of a compensation plan, if you get two people, one on each leg, that run with this, and by the way, you don't even have to get them. You can get somebody who gets somebody who gets somebody who gets somebody. And now you've got one. Some of the greatest people. I did, for example, my biggest leg is Miyako-san out of Japan. I did not enroll Miyako-san. I enrolled a guy who quit. But before he quit, he enrolled a guy. And he quit. But before he quit, he enrolled Miyako-san. And lo and behold, Miyako-san was going on. I did not enroll Gregory Jansen. I enrolled a guy who quit, who enrolled a guy who quit, who enrolled a guy who quit, who enrolled Gregory Jansen, who enrolled Becky. I didn't know them. I didn't get them in the business, okay? But this is what has happened. I didn't enroll Patty Parker. See, I enrolled you, who enrolled Jan, who enrolled Janice, who enrolled Patty, and she's going to go on to be a superstar in the company. It's absolutely amazing how this works. So get out there, make your first phone call. And by the way, if three or four people in a row say no to you, what do you think I'm here for? Call me. Let's troubleshoot the calls. And then talk to me the way you talk to them. Let's role play a little bit and let me help you in contacting these people, because that's what I do. I contact people, and I'm to the point I know more people are going to say no. And sometimes, oh, do I even want to make this call? I know. Ugh. But you know what? I make the call, and here's why. See, I don't know how bad you guys want it that are listening to this. I think you want it because you're on the phone. How bad do you want it? What are you willing to do to make it happen? Because network marketing is not an overnight success, and more people are going to say no than yes. And to get to the level where I am, it takes many, many sacrifices. Are you willing to do that? How bad do you want it? And what level do you want? If all you want to do is make a couple of $100 a week, just call a couple of people a day for the next 90 days and do the numbers. Keep an exact log. Keep an exact thing, and not even talk to them. You can speak to two strangers a day and make this work, but that's the key, consistency. And when you start to do it, it becomes second nature, just like you wake up and you brush your teeth. It's the same thing. It becomes a force of habit. Yes, no, maybe, it doesn't matter. Call them, follow up, and make sure you got a partner helping you with the follow-up calls.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love the playbook, too, because that system, listening to you do all of those three-way calls, it really is such a training piece to be able to do the training calls for others. But, you know, we only have a couple minutes left. I really wanted to open up the call for just 2 minutes, just in case someone had another question for you. Right now, if you have a question that you wanted to ask him specifically, you can put *7 on your phone, and it will open it up. I know we're basically at the 30-minute, but just in case there's someone out there in the next minute that has a question for Eddie.
I'll tell you right now, if we go over 30 minutes, I don't care. I got all day. I got all day to answer the question. So I don't know about anybody else. I got all day.
So again, star seven. If you have a question, please speak up. Hello?
Well, apparently I do
someone
such
was
a good
trying
job.
To come
hi,
in.
Hi, Eddie. Hi, Eddie. It's Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Well, Eddie, one of the things I learned from you last week is how to prospect up and out of your comfort zone. And to give everybody an example of this, I put you on with a gentleman in California who I never felt that I was in his league with the connections and the people he knows. And you were able to not only get him interested, he's flying down there. Could you elaborate on how to prospect out of your comfort zone, how to prospect up to all
That's
of us?
That's a great question, Jimmy. And by the way, I want to applaud you because this week you had me on the phone with more people than anybody. And, you know, I appreciate it. It's so great to have you back. I know you're getting healthy again, and with the health, you've seen it, and we're working together. So here's what I say to everybody, okay? You always want to prospect up because it's always more comfortable to prospect down. And here's what I mean by that. You know, you walk into the restaurant, and instead of prospecting the owner of the restaurant, you prospect the waitress because you figure she's in a lower socioeconomic standard. And then she goes and she prospects her friend in college who prospects their friend in high school, and it keeps going down. Before you know it, you got a bunch of winos in your group, okay? So here's what I tell everybody, no matter who you are, myself included, look at ourselves on a scale of 1 to 10. Today, every one of us is a 5. Now, who are the people we know that are 5 or up? Who are the people you know that if they could, we used to call this your chicken list. Who are the people that you know, and you know people, that if they ever did this, oh my gosh, how things would change. Because you got to remember, everybody that has ever made a fortune in network marketing didn't start in network marketing. They were carpet cleaners. They owned a mortgage company. They were auto mechanics. They came from all walks of life. So don't be afraid to prospect up. I promise you, it's going to hurt the same if you get said no to by the wino living on a park bench or by the CEO of a company. So go out there. Remember, I mean, I went and I spoke to this guy that owned 2 network marketing companies. I even had somebody question, why would you contact him? Why would he want to do network marketing? The guy has owned 2 network marketing companies. And I'm thinking, why wouldn't he? I don't know. What does it hurt? You see, at the end of the call, if they say no, I promise you, your kids are still going to love you. You're still going to be breathing. And when you start to get out of your comfort zone, let me tell you something, things start to change you. So, Jimmy, that is a great question, and I'm so proud of you that you're going to these people because I'm going to tell everybody on the phone, Jimmy is going to make this thing happen in a big way. So I appreciate it. Anybody else have any questions?
If we don't have anybody else speak up, we're going to wrap up this call. It has been so great having you on the call. Thank you so much for spending that time with us, Eddie. We really appreciate all that you do. And what a great offer for the hotel. I hope those that can make it for the ribbon cutting can. Thank you so much, everyone. It doesn't look like anybody else is popping up on the line. So with that, make it a great day, and we'll talk to everybody soon. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
It's actually not a question. This is Janice in Dallas. So, Eddie, I have known you for 20-something years. I have heard all of these same things that you have said today over and over and over. But I have to tell you that the format that you did it in today was so incredible, and I heard everything you said in a completely different way. And I have to stop asking questions because I've got to get on the phone and start calling people. So
I just want to say thank you, Janice.
I want to tell you that coming from you, that is a sincere compliment. I love it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I try, you know, because like Lelenia said earlier, sometimes I've been doing this for so long, I don't want to seem like I'm a machine. I'm not. I'm a human just like everybody else. And, you know, I don't like to be said no to either. So if I can ever get across, anytime I'm on these calls, anytime, if I can ever make a difference in one person's life, if I can push a button in one person's life, the way my buttons have been pushed in network marketing over the years, then I will have done something very special. And that was very special for you to say that. So thank you, Janice. And thank everybody. And Lelenia, thank you for just asking the perfect question.
Absolutely. And by the way,
you guys make me look good.
Book my hotel because I've changed my mind again. And I will be there. I just booked my airline ticket as you were talking. So,
you're the best. That's why you're the leader. Thank you, everybody.
I just want to make a quick comment. Eddie? We're still here. We're ending the call.
Can you hear me?
Here. Yes, Patty.